Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. Welcome to Bob and Yurt Live. I'm the pastor of Denver Bible Church, and you guys came through yesterday. Thank you, the last day of the telethon. We are so encouraged. The whole atmosphere around here in the studios are just so upbeat. We're very thankful. Get to that in a few minutes. The liberals, we've seen over the last few years, they finally hate Russia, right? Why do they hate Russia? Conservatives have hated Russia for the past 100 years, because they have been socialist, communist, and they've slaughtered tens of millions of people. Okay, so that's why conservatives have hated the Russians, because they've slaughtered tens of millions of people along with the rest of their lawlessness. And the liberals finally hate Russia. Why? Because they slaughtered millions of their own people and all of their lawlessness? No, they finally hate Russia because they lost an election. Isn't that something? You could see a nation, a people that over the last 100 years have slaughtered many millions of their own people and brought misery to the world through their effort to enslave people by the tens of millions, by the hundreds of millions, into communism and socialism. And you don't despise them. They're not the enemy until you think maybe they cost you an election, one election, and now the left, they hate Russia. So you see the wickedness. I want to make a similar comparison with China, only perhaps a surprising twist in it. Not surprising to those who tune in to Bob and Yurt Live and have a Christian worldview building up over the years and the decades, but surprising perhaps to others. But nothing that will really affect the conservative Christians who want to be lied to. To them, you know, it's the Trump derangement syndrome on the right. Then also, I'd like to let you know, upcoming shows, we're going to be interviewing Pat Roy, one of my favorite people, California. He's the creator of the Jonathan Park Adventure Series, the radio series. Millions of kids have been strengthened in their faith in God and also in creation. God is our creator, and being equipped to refute the claims for evolution and the Big Bang. What a great series, the Jonathan Park Adventure Series. So Pat Roy, we talked to him recently. He's agreed to come back on the show. He's got a new project we'll talk about. For example, some people say that Genesis 1 and Genesis 2 are two different creation accounts that somehow got mashed together and they contradict one another. We'll talk about that. And also, could Moses have written the Pentateuch, the first five books of the Bible? Of course, we know that he could, but we'll address some of the claims to the contrary. And then David Coppedge, who came to Denver a couple weeks ago, who was involved in NASA's Cassini space mission to Saturn, David will join us, and we will give an account of the Cassini-Saturn mission that I think will be riveting. And not only will we be excited about the science, the accomplishment, but what it tells us against secular origins and affirming Genesis in a biblical account of God's recent creation. That'll be exhilarating. And then what else? Oh, then Trump, Donald Trump in the Last Supper. You've heard about that. We have evangelical leaders ask Trump which one of them will betray him during the impeachment proceedings. So that story's out, and it really is. It's quite the stunner. So to get to China. All right. So Donald Trump today, it's the 70th anniversary of communist China, red China. You know how the red states and the blue states, About 20 years ago, the media didn't like it that the Democrats were the Reds in America and Republicans were blue. They didn't like that because red means socialist. It means communist as a color symbol for an economic system. So the Reds, Red China and so on, the Soviets, they've always been the left, but the media didn't like that association because back then liberals were denying that they were socialist. So ABC News, NBC, CBS, a couple newspapers, they get together and they say, okay, we're going to swap the colors because there's no law about this. And even if there was, we wouldn't care. And the people are so stupid. We're just going to say that the Republicans are the Reds and the Democrats are the Blues. So they swapped it overnight. They just swapped it. And conservative Republicans, they're like, yay, we're the red state. We're the red states. We're the red state. Redstate.com. The country's all red. And sort of that's true because the Republican Party has been increasingly socialist and godless. And so it's not the most incorrect thing that the media has ever done intentionally. So today is the 70th anniversary of Red China, what they call the People's Republic of China, back when you recall Mao Zedong and his communist revolution. And so Donald Trump, he congratulated China today. He tweeted out, congratulations on the 70th anniversary of the People's Republic of China. Congratulations. Now, historians debate the number of their own people that this communist government has slaughtered. And it's in the tens of millions. It's perhaps about 40 million people. It could be many more. But 40 million is a conservative estimate of how many of their own people the communist government has slaughtered. And we're not talking about abortion. You want to include abortion, which we should, you have to more than double that. So the slaughter is extraordinary. Communist China, while they have softened their one-child policy, there are more regions today where you could have two children. They had outlawed siblings. They had literally outlawed siblings. Brothers were against the law, and sisters were against the law, and the left celebrated Communist China. I mean, Planned Parenthood celebrated Communist China for decades, and they had what, pro-choice? No, they had forced abortion, but as long as the decision was abortion, the left never really cared. They just didn't care. But China still has forced abortion. Still. They have denied a billion people, they've denied them freedom of religion. Still to this day, there are government churches that people are allowed to attend, government Catholic, government Protestant, and other government churches where the government controls it. It's like when Jesus walked on earth, yeah, there was a priesthood at the temple, and there were the Levites, and the Aaronite priesthood, the sons of Aaron, this is now 1,500 years after the time of Moses and his brother Aaron. And there were the high priest, and the time when Jesus was crucified, first before that it was Annas, and then it was Caiaphas. And Caiaphas was the high priest as approved by the pagan Roman Empire, Pontius Pilate, the governor. So when you have a religion that is under the thumb of a godless government, that's not freedom of religion. So in communist China, you have a billion people who are denied freedom of religion. They're denied freedom of speech. They are denied so many of the freedoms that we are accustomed to and that they should have because those freedoms don't come from the government. They're not your First Amendment rights, your Second Amendment rights. Everyone who calls them that in that way, every person who does that is a fool because they undermine those rights, because they teach the majority that your rights come from the government, which is false. So you should never say my First Amendment right, my Second Amendment right. When you say that, you're just holding up a sign that says, for those who understand, I'm a fool. So if you want to be a fool to those who understand, most people don't. But rights come from God. If they came from the government, then they're not rights, are they? If they came from the majority, then they're not rights, are they? If they came from the Constitution, that could be amended, then they're not rights, are they? Your rights come not when you're born. They don't come from the delivery doctor or the hospital. They come from your creator at the moment that you are created through procreation, when you have a tiny little boy or a little girl in a single cell in either two X chromosomes or an XY. It's a boy or a girl. And that's when you have your rights, your human rights that come to you from your creator. So China has basically enslaved. They're like prisoners. They're inmates. They have some degree of freedom, just like inmates have some degree of freedom, prisoners. But they have enslaved a billion people. They have forced abortion on millions and millions of women. One of the greatest crimes conceivable in the history of mankind, greater than killing a child, greater than sacrificing a child to Molech or to your career with Hillary Clinton in her campaign, greater than that is the crime of killing a woman's baby in her womb against her will. Could you imagine that kind of crime? It's one thing to kill someone's child, to murder them. And imagine that you're the mom carrying your son or your daughter, protecting your son or your daughter, nourishing them, loving them, and then the government comes and kills your baby in your womb. That's how evil the communist Chinese, Red China, that's how evil they are. And President Donald Trump tweets, congratulations to President Xi and the Chinese people on the 70th anniversary of the People's Republic of China. You know what? To Donald Trump, if he could get a good deal, it's all about the money. If he could get a good deal, then hey, congratulations. And so the distinction between the Republican Party and the Democratic Party is vanishing over time. There are simply disagreements on preferences. The disagreements on moral substance is over time, it's vanishing. So how the Democrats love the Soviet Union, they love the Russians. You couldn't get a college professor, Democrat, liberal, to condemn the Russians. No matter how many millions of their own people they slaughtered, you couldn't get them to criticize the Russians until the Russians, they thought, helped Donald Trump win an election, and now Russia is public enemy number one. But with China, we have the exact same circumstance where conservative Christians, I mean conservatives generally and Republicans, and then conservative Christians even, defend Donald Trump when he praises a mass murdering regime. So do you see how the Republican Party is gradually becoming the Democratic Party? Yeah, the Democratic Party keeps changing, but the Republicans are the Democrats of 20 years ago. And that keeps spiraling downward into hell, because when you agree to support the lesser of two evils, you're supporting evil, and there's no bottom to that abyss. If you think that the most terrible thing would be for Joe Biden or Bernie Sanders or Elizabeth Warren, if you think, or Hillary Clinton, if you think the worst possible outcome would be for one of them to become president, well then put yourself 4 years later And let's say they are running against someone who's even worse. Even worse than them. So now your choice is either support Hillary Clinton or somebody worse. And you say, because you've been trained to be a moron, and you say, well, I care about the country, and of course I support Hillary Clinton. And then you start lying about her the way you've been trained over the last years to lie about other politicians. Because if Hillary doesn't win re-election, then the alternative is even worse. And that's why at kgov.com/sayings, that's why we have the saying that there's no bottom to that abyss. When you begin to support the lesser of two evils, there is no bottom to that abyss. Because whoever you're against today, tomorrow, they might be the alternative against someone worse. And then you would end up supporting the person who today you think is practically the devil. So when it comes to making decisions, we don't make the decisions based on fear. We make them based on obeying God. Perfect love casts out fear. So if you want to see the painting of the photorealistic painting of the Last Supper, where evangelical leaders ask Trump which one of them will betray him during impeachment proceedings, you go to kgov.com/Trump. kgov.com/Trump, and you could click on the image. I mean, it's just unbelievable. It's got, as the disciples of Donald Trump, it's got Pat Robertson, Jerry Falwell Jr., Robert Jeffress, John Hagee, and others. They're all there, and it's an article at the Babylon Bee, and I'd love to share this with you. The Babylon Bee is one of the best outlets right now on the entire internet, and even though it is fake news, it actually is fake news, and one of the Snopes, or one of the fact-checking websites did a report on the Babylon Bee, and they concluded that they were fake news. It is the funniest thing imaginable. In fact, they say at the Babylon Bee that they'd appreciate your help in them prevailing against Snopes or anyone else who might seek to discredit or deplatform them. They're just so funny. So anyway, here's from BabylonBee.com, the Babylon Bee, their headline, Evangelical Leaders Ask Trump Which One of Them Will Betray Him During Impeachment Proceedings. Now, here at Bob and Yurt Live, obviously, it's easy to assess. The entire impeachment thing is a scam based on the claims of the Democrats. It's obviously a scam, but we don't have a dog in this fight. We have no dog in this fight. So a leader, a moral, political leader, who praises a regime that slaughtered 40 million of its own people is not a leader worth supporting. If you do, and you lived 2,000 years ago, you would have supported Herod. You would have supported King Herod. You would have. I'm not saying you might have. That's the kind of person you are. You would have been one of the Herodians. Even though Herod was okay with slaughtering innocent people, even though he was okay with that, you would support him as a pragmatic position, and because he was the lesser of two evils. So the Babylon Bee, oh, by the way, before we run out of time, our telethon ended yesterday, September 30th, and the total was $40,090. $40,090. We took in approximately $9,000, over $9,000 on the last day. So we want to thank you so very much, everyone who's given sacrificially. Thank you. We thank the Lord. All these going on three decades of sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ in a biblical Christian worldview and teaching that and showing how to apply it. It's really been a blessing. We especially want to thank all of you who've made us squirm and tortured us till the last day, which always, you know, it keeps us on our toes. So thank you for that. And I will want to talk to Wayne from Indiana. I don't want to forget to call you, Wayne. So I know you're tuning in. Feel free to call me before the day is out. That would be awesome. Okay, now, the article, Dateline, Washington, D.C., at a Trump campaign fundraising supper Thursday night, the mood was somber. Trump had just informed everybody that he would soon be impeached, but would be reinstated 3 days later. He also dropped a bombshell on the evangelical leaders gathered to raise money for his campaign, that one of them would soon betray him. "I know most of you are loyal," Trump said as the guest reclined after their meal. "Very loyal. You guys are the best. But one of you is going to betray me. Believe me, not good." So the article goes on and, you know, his disciples stare at each other and they're struggling. And Pat Robertson whispers to Jerry Falwell Jr., "Ask him who the snitch is. We can take care of snitches." So Jerry Falwell Jr. leaned against Trump's chest and asked, "Mr. President, who is it? Surely not I." And, you know, this year, Pat Robertson, for example, he runs the 700 Club. For 35 years, he claimed that he only took a modest annual salary, and then he became a billionaire. It's like how the Clintons went into public service broke. I mean, Hillary would take deductions for donating Bill Clinton's underwear on their taxes, which you can look at. On their taxes, Hillary would deduct donations of used clothes to the Goodwill, the Salvation Army. She deducted, I forget how much, I think it was $3 a pair for Bill Clinton's used underwear. That's how desperate they were. Broke. They were broke. And now they control the Clinton Family Foundation of, what is it, going on? It's well over $1.5 billion, going on $2 billion, and all the tens of millions of dollars they made personally in addition to their family foundation. And so I thought they did this because they cared about the poor. Oh, wait, Judas, remember him? Judas used to manage the money. He kept the money purse, the money bag for Jesus and the other disciples. You know, they went into a city, they had to buy food, they had money. And Judas complained when Mary in Bethany, when Mary took the expensive anointing oil and used it on Jesus' feet. This was right before he was to be crucified, anointing his body for his sacrifice. Judas complained and said, "Don't you realize that money could have been used to feed the poor? Don't you realize?" And the Gospels tell us that he didn't care about the poor, but because he controlled the money and he would steal the shekels that were put into it, that's why he said that this money could have been used for the poor. So the same thing with the Clintons, right? They become multi-millionaires. The Obamas, multi-millionaires. They believe in global warming and the ocean levels are rising and they buy a $24 million resort right on the beach. I thought the oceans were going to flood all the coastal areas. So the Obamas have become wildly wealthy. Joe Biden and his moron son, they become wildly wealthy. And so it all is a scam. But it's also a scam with Pat Robertson, the founder of the 700 Club. And when you read the Bible, it doesn't take most of its effort to condemn the wicked. The Bible uses most of its criticism against those who claim to believe in the Lord, against those who ostensibly are the religious leaders. I mean, the Bible condemns businessmen, the poor, the powerful, the secular, if they are hurting others, if they are disobeying God. God is an equal opportunity condemner. He doesn't only condemn religious leaders. That's a cliche a false teaching that's popular among churches that want to abdicate their responsibility to judge and to rebuke the world of its sin. So they say, well, the Bible only condemns the religious leaders. Not true, but it focuses on them far more than on the secular world. So Pat Robertson, he said for decades he only took a modest salary, I think it would say $50,000 a year. And on that money, which you can hardly survive, I mean, you could, but it's a struggle, especially if you have a family, he became a billionaire. How do you become a billionaire on $50,000 a year? Oh, well, what he didn't tell his donors is that he was buying TV stations at the rate of one or two a month, and the TV stations that he was buying with the 700 Club money were put in his name and his son's name so that they became billionaires and have diamond mines in Africa. And they would use the planes that they said were to feed the poor in Africa, and they would use them in their diamond mine operations. So the evangelical leaders asked Trump which one of them will betray him during impeachment proceedings. And we'll find out, right? They have already transferred their loyalty from God to the Republican Party. That happened a long time ago. And each Republican candidate, say it's John McCain, say it's Mitt Romney. Oh, he's the pro-life savior of the universe. The most pro-life politician ever to come along. John McCain, he's a pro-abort. He's a leftist. He's a tax and spend leftist. He sided with the Democrats constantly, and all of a sudden he's transformed into a born-again Christian who will save children from being slaughtered, and he's a pro-abort. Same thing with Mitt Romney, and they're socialists, and they're radically supportive of the perversion of homosexuality. And what is destroying Christians more in America, homosexuality or ISIS, which, or even expand it to Muslim terrorism generally. Of course, homosexuality. So it's very easy if you get obsessed, if you allow yourself to be addicted to the moment's political scene, this snapshot in time. And that snapshot has changed over the last thousands of years, country by country, state, region by region, city by city, city council, Board of Education, whatever it is, and you allow yourself to be seduced to where your loyalty is transferred to that political party, that politician, that candidate, and then you end up defending that person for their actions and their words, even when they directly assault the authority of the scriptures and the principles that God has laid out for us. So our government, how many millions of our own conservative Christian kids have been told that we in America have a godly form of government when we have the most divisive form of government in the history of mankind, where neighbor hates neighbor because of who they voted for? Hey, we're out of time. May God bless you and thank you guys.